Joshua that was determined and decisive. Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 to 18. Let us turn to a book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 to 18. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God Himself, who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt, from that land of slavery, and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey, and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord, because He is our God. When Kennedy was appointed as a president of the U.S., I heard that he went firstly to a former President Eisenhower for advice. President Eisenhower said to the new and young president like this, the most important duty for you is being determined and decisive. If you are indecisive and not firm, then you cannot be trusted by people. When we encounter an unexpected situation or an issue, we need such a leader. That is what he said. This is so right. Because of a leader, our country is having a crisis at the moment. If a leader is indecisive, the people get to wander around. A role of a leader is important. We need to appoint a leader well. Right now, our country is in a chaotic situation, inside and outside. Because of an AI influenza outbreak, 3,600 chickens have been killed. Due to this, this caused the environmental pollution. This is a serious matter. Also, China is crossing the border of our country, due to the THAAD issue, and they are threatening us over this issue. They are protesting against us using power, and they are putting pressure on our companies economically and financially. They blocked tourists from going to Jeju Island, so restaurants and accommodation places in Jeju are all empty. When things are like that, the members of the National Assembly went to China and they were saying that they are going to discuss about our defense issues, THAAD. When I saw it, I felt pitiful. We should not talk about national defense issues for the purposes of political gain. National defense issue is directly related to our national existence. In the past, there was a time when Jang Yiphuang gave Korea University graduate school lectures at our church for 6 months, due to the terrorist threat. He felt so pitiful about our situation, and said like this, even if economy is well developed, if we forget about our spirit and ideas, we get to fall down in a moment. I really think that this is true. If we look at the politicians of these days, I cannot see that they are thinking about the future of our country. I am quite worried, and not quite convinced that we should ask them to look after the future of our people, as they are only interested in exerting power. We need to pray to have good leaders from now on. Our people that made the world, to be amazed by its growth and development, we should not fall down again. We need to rise up. Today's message is about Joshua asking people to make a decision about their faith. After Joshua took the land of Canaan, he asked people to be decisive about their faith. After 40 years, Israelites got into the land of Canaan at last, which was what they longed for a long time. But even though their physical bodies were in the land of Canaan, their hearts could not enter the land of Canaan. First of all, they could not get rid of the old ways and attitude they had when they were living in the wilderness. Secondly, they could not get rid of the gods and other idols that they worshipped completely. Thirdly, they did not sort and get rid of their old ways, and only their bodies were in the land of Canaan. Joshua gathered all the people who were like that, and asked them to make their minds up. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Through decisive action about faith of Joshua, we can see that Israelites made a confession to get rid of their old ways of the past, and they made a decision to serve God only. We live in the present time, and this is when we need to make a decision that is clear and that is right. This is a time that we need to make a mind up about our faith for sure. Or God? I hope you will make a clear mind up on the side of God and live a life with faith. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to do that. In today's passage, Joshua asked us to make three kinds of decisions clearly. First of all, Joshua showed us the ways to serve God. Let us read verse 14 together. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. It is an advice telling us to get rid of the ways of serving God as a mere formality, and telling us to serve God in honesty and all faithfulness. In other words, serving God should become the priority of our lives. Great faith of Joshua was found here. Serving God became his absolute priority of his life, and in whatever he did, faith became the first thing over all other things. Have a look at the life of Joshua. When he had a fight against the Amalekites, just before he was going to win the battle, the sun started to go down. If the sun is down, the battle had to restart the next day and they had to shed the blood again. When things were like that, Joshua shouted stop, towards the sun that was going down. And as per his faith, the sun stopped moving. In front of the river Jordan and also in front of Jericho area, what he did was really based on his faith only. He did not look at the problems, but he looked at the strength and ability of God. When people talked about the impossibility of everyone getting into the land of Canaan, Joshua shouted that they can get in. Such a person of faith was Joshua. But even though the Israelites were in the land of Canaan, they could not get rid of the old ways that they used to live in Canaan, and they were still worshipping the idols. Joshua gathered these people and asked them to make their minds up. First of all, Joshua told him, worship, fear God and serve Him with all faithfulness. Also, as per latter part of verse 14, he asked them to throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Physically, they were in the land of Canaan, but they could not still get rid of the ways that they had in Egypt. They were still tied up with their old habits and they were still living their old ways. So Joshua asked them to get rid of the old idols of Egypt. He asked them to throw away the gods their forefathers worshipped and serve the Lord. That is right. Right now, are we not like this? Physically, our bodies are inside the church building, but our hearts are still in the world, where it is like a wilderness. At church, we are believers, but in the community we belong to, we do not look and act like Christians. We do not look any different from the people that do not believe in Jesus. If we were to enjoy the grace of God, then we need to get rid of the old ways. When we get rid of the things that God is not pleased with in front of God, He gives us grace. When Moses was asked to take the shoes off among the bushes in Horeb, he did not hesitate at all and he took his shoes off. God chose Moses as a leader of the people of Israel. When Abraham was asked to leave his hometown, Chaldea, he left without any hesitation. When he was asked to give his child to God, he did not hesitate, and took his son with him to Mount Moriah. God chose this Abraham to be an ancestor of faith. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we begin this new year, are there things out there that we have not yet thrown away from us? So that these things allow us to look back on the lives in Egypt? If there are things that do not make our lives to go forward, then I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to get rid of all these. Let us look at verse 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Not tomorrow, but make your decision today. It tells us not to delay things, not to leave things to the last minute. It is because he knew well that if we cannot make a decision today, then we cannot also make a decision tomorrow. He tells us not to sit in the middle and being indecisive. Joshua told people to make their minds up clearly. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord only. So today, you choose your God that you will serve and worship. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Do not sit in the middle, do not hesitate and do not delay in making a choice. Choose today and as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord only. He showed his decision that he made clearly. When we look at the features of the people that do great things, they make their decisions clearly. We are given a choice to make from time to time. Sometimes, a choice that we make will affect our destiny. We are free to choose and make a choice, but a result that follows from making such a choice, we need to be responsible for the outcome. A choice that we make about our marriage, a choice that we make about our job, about religion, all of these change the destinies of our lives. We need to make a right choice. Adam chose a fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and of evil once, but this impacted the rest of his life, and not also this affected his life, but all the blessings in the Garden of Eden were taken away from him. King Ahab chose a wrong woman, Jezebel, and this caused his life and the destiny of the nation to be in ruin. Lot only thought about the benefit and comfort that he could see in a short term and chose a land of Zoar. He later chose a land of Sodom and Gomorrah. This is all the results of making a wrong choice. We all should not forget the fact that whether it is a really little thing or a big thing, everything gets determined by choices that we make. First of all, the thing that I need to do, and the thing I should not do. Secondly, the place that I need to go, and the place I should not go. Thirdly, the thing that I need to give up and the thing that I should not give up. And fourthly, about the good and evil, we need to make a right choice. Also, we need to have a clear criteria in making a choice. At least, there should be three criteria. First of all, in whatever it is, we need to make a choice from the side of God. Rather than having the thoughts of human minds, we need to think of God firstly. Secondly, rather than thinking about benefit and loss, we need to think about faith first of all. When we have this thing in our selection criteria, we get to have a good result. In Genesis, chapter 26, verse 34, it says, when Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and also Basemath, daughter of Elon the Hittite. Verse 35 says, they were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah. It is because Esau made this choice without faith. He did not choose from the side of God. Later, he lost the rights of the firstborn and lived an unfortunate life. Also, we need to make a choice according to our conscience. Conscience is the biggest gift that God only gave to human beings. Conscience helps us to know what is good and evil, and this becomes a compass that helps us to look for God. So Paul said in Acts, chapter 24, verse 16, so I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. Conscience becomes a good criteria in making a choice. Also, we need to choose a way to live together in harmony. Because of the choice I made, if it causes pain in others and others to suffer from it, then it results in failure for ourselves in the end as well. Lives of Christians are not about making a choice that benefits us, but a choice that allows all of us to become better. At work, in the community, society, and wherever you are, when you are given a choice to make from, like Joshua, I bless you in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to make a right choice on the side of God. Have a look at the people that responded to the decision of Joshua. Let us read verse 16. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods." People confessed like this, followed by the firm decision that Joshua made. A leader that stands firm on the belief that he believes right is important like this. If a leader is indecisive, people would wander around. A role of a leader is important. We need to appoint leaders well. When people lost their identities, and when people did not know what to do, they saw the decision that Joshua made. Verse 16 says, "Then the people answered, 'Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods.'" They confessed like this. From a person, Joshua, all the people made a decision to follow and worship God only. Work of God does not happen by lots of people. Work of God gets carried by a creative minority group. This year is the 500th anniversary since the religious reformation took place. How did a trillion Christian people of today rise up? Through a religious reformation effort made by a person, Martin Luther, Christianity rose up. In year 1517, at the time of religious reformation, Luther was asked to come to Vatican. A lot of people advised him to flee away quickly, or give up on 95 clauses. If not, people said that he would die, and there would not be any other choice left. Luther confessed like this at the time. "Even though the enemy Satan runs towards me like the bricks of Wamzu, I will go to testify the truth." That is right. Through this, religious reformation took place and Christianity, that we believe in, was set up. Work of God gets carried out by a creative minority. In Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 1, in the latter part of this verse says, "If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city." He said, "If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, he will forgive all the sins of Jerusalem." One person is important. But we can easily think that one person is insignificant. The whole world lives like that, so one person would not make a big impact. We could easily think like this. Church deacons, elders, pastors are like that, but a layperson like me would not make a big impact. We could think this way, but no. If we look at a book of Hosea, when North Israel had committed a sin of adultery and was corrupted, it has been said in the Bible like this: "Judah, please do not commit a sin, at least you. Even though the whole Israel gets corrupted, please do not go to Gilgal, and do not go to Beth Aven. Please, keep your faith strong. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be the one that keeps the faith strong as well." Also, let us have a look at verse 24. "And the people said to Joshua, 'We will serve the Lord our God and obey him.'" We can see here that people that were decisive and wandered around made a choice to worship God. They responded saying that they will serve the Lord and listen to what he says. Joshua was firm on what he believed, and the people were able to set the direction. And they turned back to God. A role of a leader is important like this. My dear family in Christ, as the time is uncertain and the things are unclear, we need to have stronger faith. Towards this generation that has shaken identity, we need to ask people to make up their minds clearly and make a right choice like Joshua did. Joshua was determined and decisive until the end. He was used by God and was asked to come to him at the age of 110. Joshua, chapter 24, verse 29 says, "After these things, Joshua son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that like Joshua did, I hope we will be able to make a confession like this. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen."